Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The nation of Chile, a promising market for U.S. beef. Back on that in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, does market volatility have you feeling stressed? Maybe it's time you took another look at growing sesame. Sesame prices are at an all-time high and covered by an acre contract that could be just the thing to calm your nerves. Coupled with unmatched shatter, insect, and drought resistance, farmers are relying on sesame as a profitable rotation crop in the production system. Sesico has developed these varieties to be low input and use 30% less water than Milo and half the nitrogen. When compared side-by-side with other summer crop options, sesame will come out ahead in almost all hot, dry conditions. To sign up acres for this summer or to speak to one of Sesico's qualified agronomists, please contact Danny Pieper at 580-530-1921. That phone number again for Danny Pieper, 580-530-1921. Sesame, a great summer crop option for you here in 2011.
In recent days, another country lifting its 30-month cattle age restriction on U.S. beef imports. The country in this case, the South American nation of Chile. This move is expected to have a positive impact on export activity, as Chile has recently developed into our most promising beef market in South America. U.S. beef exports to Chile have more than tripled this last year to just over $6 million. Total beef imports for Chile from all sources topped $700 million this last year. Of course, they take a lot of beef from their neighbors, Argentina and Brazil. With improved market access and with South American beef supplies being very tight, Aaron Daly, economist for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says that we could continue to expand our exports to Chile in the coming years rather rapidly.
Chile, like many of the countries, had a 30-month age restriction on imports of U.S. beef. Those have been removed, so exporters no longer need an export verification program for Chile, and they're able to essentially ship all products to that market. Chile is by far the largest beef importing country in South America, and we have a free trade agreement with Chile, so it's also attractive in that sense. Chile's total beef imports from all suppliers were valued at over $700 million. Their top suppliers were mainly fellow South American countries that are supplying chilled beef to that market. It has been a small but growing market for U.S. exporters, and our exports to that market were 1,490 metric tons, valued at just over $6 million. But if we look at our expanded access and the fact that Australia shipped 4,600 tons there last year, basically doubling their exports from the year before, U.S. beef to Chile could easily exceed $22 million, which would be somewhere around 4,000 metric tons.
Aaron Daly does tell us one thing that has not changed that can be a problem in trying to sell more beef into Chile is the fact that they have some extra labeling requirements that you have to deal with if you want to sell beef into that marketplace.
The additional labeling requirements essentially just add an extra hoop for exporters to jump through and just adds another cost. But again, there are producers out there that are willing and able to meet these requirements, and especially some of the smaller companies who were able to meet the specific demands of the Chilean market.
Aaron Daly, economist with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking about the potential of selling more beef, U.S. beef, into Chile. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's this Saturday, April 16th, McAllister Stockyard Special Cow and Bull Sale beginning at noon. Selling 700 cow-calf pairs, 150 bred heifers, 75 open heifers, and 50 bulls. Give them a call today for more information about the big special cow and bull sale, 918-423-2834, or go on the web to McAllisterStockyards.com. Mark it on your calendar, the old reliable, McAllister Stockyard Special Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, April 16th at noon.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.